This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Family and Relationship channels. Don't forget, we are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Chris Griffith, founder and divorce mediator at Split Simple. Split Simple is a unique divorce mediation firm with offices in the states of Colorado and Illinois that helps couples navigate divorce with less stress, expense, and uncertainty than adversarial courtroom proceedings. Mr. Griffith, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Happy to be here.
And pleased to have you with us as well on a topic that we can't cover enough. Really good to have you with us. Now, first of all, what are the main differences between divorce mediation and litigation?
Eric, when you're talking about the differences between mediation and litigation, I really boil it down to three: control, cost, and confidentiality. With regard to control, in the typical divorce situation, when you have two parties litigating, ultimately each party is hiring their own attorneys. Those attorneys are then fighting for very different results. And then ultimately you're asking a judge to make all the decisions about your future and your family's future. Ultimately, what a judge is going to do is lay down sort of a cookie cutter approach because they need to move on in the next case. They don't have time to hear about the unique aspects of your life and what you want. Mediation is unique in the sense that it allows you and your spouse to reach an agreement, not only reflecting what the law is, but also your individual circumstances, which really allows you to craft an agreement, giving you a unique path forward, allowing you to focus on co-parenting your children and moving forward with your life. And then secondly, cost. You know, ultimately, in a litigated case, the cost is really going to be unknown and unlimited at the start. Mediation offers a way to resolve all the same issues still in a very fair and balanced way at a fraction of the cost. And when you use a company like us at Split Simple, it allows you to have a fixed fee, a fixed cost going in. And then lastly, confidential. Ultimately, divorce is a personal matter. And in a litigated divorce, you're going to have all your personal details, all your marital details, all your parenting and financial details shared not only with your attorney, but also your opposing attorney, the judge, and ultimately aired out in the public courtroom. Mediation allows you to work privately and confidentially with your mediator to resolve all of your issues and, again, move forward with your life rather than airing out all that dirty laundry in a public forum.
Chris, what is unique about your approach to mediation?
Split Simple is a unique approach to mediation, really in two areas. We're directive and data-driven, and we also offer our services on a fixed price or a flat fee. We're directive and data-driven in that we're focused with couples in finding a solution. We don't sit there and talk about a lot of the history or the blame during the course of the mediation session. We're trying to help couples direct and move forward in a constructive way. We use software during the course of the mediation session. Our data-driven process allows us to enter in information about financial circumstances, cash flow, model them in real time during the course of the mediation on some large screen monitors, using some software that we've developed and some third-party software to model potential outcomes. Again, focusing on those solutions really helps in the efficiency of the process. And that efficiency of a process helps us provide couples with a flat fee or fixed price coming in. We're the only mediation service in Colorado that offers this, and we're one of the few mediators across the country that offer a flat fee for divorce mediation. Most mediators charge by the hour, so obviously the more time that you spend in mediation with them, the more money it makes for them. We don't feel like that's fair to the consumer. Our customers need to know coming in what their cost is going to be. They don't need to have more uncertainty in their lives. And the giving people this flat fee upfront pricing is really unique. So that directive data-driven approach and the flat fee or fixed pricing is really what we feel like helps our customers.
Also, what are some misconceptions about divorce mediation that you often hear?
So some of the misconceptions that I find are that, well, our case is too complicated to resolve in divorce mediation. I've worked with couples in the most complex financial circumstances, and mediation actually really can help people in circumstances like that, because you can come up with unique arrangements that, again, would not necessarily be offered if you're looking in a courtroom situation. I've also had people say that, you know, I really just need to have an attorney represent me. Mediation can work hand in hand when couples feel like they need to get some additional legal advice. You can work with an attorney both as part of the mediation process or outside of the mediation process. I always recommend couples to get a second opinion during this important financial circumstance. But absolutely, a misconception can be that you have to have an attorney representing you. I can take you beginning to end through the process. You can reach an agreement, and you can still consult with an attorney throughout the process to get that second opinion if that's something that you feel like you need.
And that second opinion seems to be most valuable today. We are with Chris Griffith, founder and divorce mediator at Splint Simple, here on eHealth Radio's Family and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Griffith, is mediation a more expensive option than litigation?
Well, absolutely not. Under the best of litigated circumstances, in other words, under the lowest cost that you're going to find for typical litigation, it's going to be at the most a quarter of the cost. But litigation is unlimited in its potential cost. Typically, what you'll find with attorneys is that an initial retainer is from $5,000 to $10,000 per person, and that's just to get started. That's before you even get to a temporary hearing, much less a total, full-blown, blown-out trial. Our approach, again, is unique in that we do provide a flat fee. Our cost is typically $900 to $1,500 per person, and even in the most complex cases with multimillion dollar cases, the cost does not exceed about $1,800 per person. Ultimately, again, you pay as you go along. So even though we have this flat fee, you pay as you come in for mediation, you pay for the document drafting when that occurs. So you don't pay all of that up front versus that attorney retainer that you pay up front, and it's going to be gone in short order. So absolutely, it's a significantly less expensive option than the traditional litigation route.
In terms of child custody, what are the benefits of mediation in that regard?
It's pretty consistent. When you look at the studies that show one of the most important factors in determining how children will adapt following the divorce is the level of cooperation between parents. And mediation is really that cornerstone that allows people to set the foundation for how they're going to move forward as co-parents following a divorce. It's really the first step that they can take in working together as co-parents to find and draw out a map for their future as co-parents and for their children that's going to be beneficial to their kids. And when you reach an agreement where people are initially cooperating, that initial cooperation translates into more involvement by both parents down the road. And again, that greater involvement by both parents down the road, coupled with that cooperation, is absolutely consistently, across studies, shown to benefit children the most in terms of how they adapt after a divorce. It's one of the key elements that a lot of people don't talk about enough in mediation is, again, the benefit that it can provide to children during this difficult time of a divorce, creating that foundation for working cooperatively as co-parents down the road.
Mr. Griffith, certainly appreciate your expertise here on the program covering divorce mediation. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip along the lines of our discussion today?
Well, I just think as people are considering their many divorce options, and there are many out there, not only is there mediation and litigation, but there's also the option of sort of doing it yourself. Mediation really allows people to have that balance of getting the important information that they need to make these difficult decisions, but still move forward in a cost-effective and intelligent manner. So you may not be going the traditional litigated route where you have two attorneys fighting for each other, but you're also not just out there solo in the wilderness without the important information that you need. Mediation allows you to achieve that balance between trying to work cooperatively, still getting the important information, direction, and guidance that you need to resolve these difficult issues and move forward with your life. Thanks again for having me today. I really appreciate you allowing me to talk in your program, Mr. Michaels.
And you are most welcome. Certainly appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us, and it has also been our pleasure as well. Before you go, where can our listeners find more information about Splint Simple, and how could one reach you as well?
All our information is on our website, splitsimple.com. We've got an extensive blog on there with a lot of articles talking about some of the information that we have talked about today. Splitsimple.com is our website. You can also find us by giving us a call, 720-501-4600, 720-501-4600. We have offices across the Denver metropolitan area. We also have offices in the Chicago metro area. So please don't hesitate to give us a call if you have any questions whatsoever. Thank you for your time today.
And Chris, again, it has been our pleasure. And thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
We have been speaking with Chris Griffith, founder and divorce mediator at Split Simple. Split Simple is a unique divorce mediation firm with offices in the states of Colorado and Illinois that helps couples navigate divorce with less stress, expense, and uncertainty than adversarial courtroom proceedings. And for more information, simply visit splitsimple.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Family and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.